Chris Tomlin with Holy Forever. It's time now for today's daily devotional. This week we're talking about living in the dash. We're on day two, and today we're going to talk about not letting fear steal your dash. Scripture comes from 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You know, fear is one of the greatest thieves of meaningful life, period. It does not crash your world loudly. It kind of just slips in quietly sometimes, slowly begins to shrink your dash. Fear convinces you to stay where you are even when God is calling you forward. It tells you that it is safer to remain stuck than to risk becoming who you were created to be. You know, fear sounds kind of practical, responsible, reasonable, but fear is not wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. Fear comes from the enemy of your purpose. Fear says, "What if I fail?" Faith says, "What if I fly?" Fear says, "You're too old now," but faith says, "God is not done with you." Fear says to you, "Well, you've already messed it up." Faith says, "Grace is still writing your story." Many people survive their entire dash instead of just living it, simply because they never step beyond what feels safe. They let fear go ahead and make those decisions for their relationships, for their dreams, for their healing, their obedience, and their future. But the life God designed for you does not exist in your comfort zone. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is choosing to trust God more than you trust fear. So every time you say yes to God, that dash expands. Every time you choose obedience over comfort, your life becomes more alive. And God has placed power inside of you, and He has wrapped you in His love. He's given you a sound mind. You, my friend, are not weak. You are not behind. You are not disqualified. You are becoming brave. So the question today is, what fear has been holding you back from the life God is inviting you into? Father, as we come to you in prayer today, we release every fear that's been limiting our lives. We choose faith over doubt and obedience over comfort. Help us walk boldly into the future that you have prepared for us. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.